Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, imagine for a moment what it would be like if teaching that Jesus Christ is both true God and true man put you at risk of government persecution. Imagine what it would be like if pastors who say that we worship one God in three persons and three persons in one God were likely to be sent into exile or worse. Imagine what it would be like if confessing the Nicene Creed, as we do here in many of our worship services, meant that you were risking your own safety, that you were risking your life. Now imagine a church in those circumstances, peacefully continuing to teach that the one God we worship is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the great three in one, and that our Lord Jesus Christ is both true God and true man, just as we say in the Nicene Creed. And imagine soldiers being sent by the government to enter the church, open fire on the worshipers, and kill their pastor. Now that scenario might sound a little far-fetched to you, like something that would never really happen. But in fact, the whole scene I just asked you to imagine is not an imaginary story at all. It actually happened exactly as I just described. In the year 356 AD, the Roman emperor was a man named Constantius. And Constantius had become convinced that Jesus was a good man sent by God, that people should respect Jesus and model their lives after him. But he was convinced that Jesus was not, in fact, truly God. Constantius had become convinced of those things by some false teachers who claimed to be Christians, but who were actually leading people away from the true Christ. And so Constantius used his power to try to banish from the church the teachings that Jesus is true God and true man, and the teaching that Jesus is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Constantius was especially hostile to the Nicene Creed and tried to have it replaced with a creed that he himself wrote, which denied the true divinity of Jesus Christ. Many pastors who opposed his efforts found themselves sent into exile. But even in the face of such powerful opposition, some Christians did remain faithful. One of those faithful church families was a congregation in Alexandria, and their pastor was a man named Athanasius. Athanasius was a respected Christian teacher, and he was especially well known for defending the church's belief in the Trinity and in the divinity of Jesus Christ. In fact, he had participated in the International Church Council that had originally wrote and adopted the Nicene Creed, the same creed that Constantius was so opposed to because of its clear confession that Jesus is true God. On the night of February 8th in the year 356, the church in Alexandria was holding an all-night prayer vigil. The church was packed. During the service, around midnight, soldiers sent by the emperor burst into the church. Several of the soldiers drew their swords and began making their way toward Athanasius with orders to take his life. Other soldiers opened fire on the congregation using bow and arrow. At first, Athanasius would not leave while the people in worship were being killed. But some of his assistants took hold of him and removed him from the building before the soldiers could get to him. Athanasius then spent several years in hiding in the deserts of southern Egypt, knowing that the emperor had set a price on his head. But even in those years of hiding, he continued to share the teachings of the Christian faith through his writings, writings which had a tremendous impact in helping Christians defend their beliefs. For his courage and his faithfulness, Athanasius was later honored by having the Athanasian Creed named in his memory. The Athanasian Creed wasn't actually written by Athanasius, but it faithfully confessed the biblical Christian faith for which Athanasius had been willing to risk his life. So, why should we today care about that? After all, those events took place a long time ago in a place far away from here. So what did those events have to do with us? Well, this morning I'd like to suggest three reasons that we should care about what happened that night in Alexandria. First, we should care out of appreciation for the people who died for the faith that night. Tomorrow, our nation will be observing Memorial Day, a day when we remember and give thanks for those who have lost their lives in dedication to this nation. And it's good that we do that. After all, if not for them, what would have happened to our freedom? In a similar way, it's also good to remember those who have lost their lives in dedication to Jesus Christ. After all, if not for them, what would have happened to the Christian faith and the Christian church? It's because of people like Athanasius, who risked his life for Christ, and the members of his church, some of whom lost their lives for Christ, and countless others like them, that the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ have been faithfully preserved and been passed down to us. For that, we should be eternally grateful. And while we can look forward to thanking them personally in heaven, we should also have gratitude for them in our hearts today. A second reason that we should care about what happened then is because the faithful who have gone before us have set an example that we can be inspired by and that we are called to follow. You and I are called to be faithful in our day, just as they were called to be faithful in their day. We might not face the same pressures that they faced, but there are a number of temptations in today's world that daily invite Christians to deny the teachings of God's word or to treat some of those teachings as unimportant. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to follow in the faithful footsteps of those who have gone before us, to take to heart like they did the words of Jesus when he said, "If you hold to my teachings, then you are really my disciples." And the words of the Apostle Jude, who called every Christian to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. As the disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called to hear his word, to learn his word, to treasure his word, to be faithful to his word, and faithfully share his word in the opportunities that we are given. And as we strive to do so, as we strive to be faithful to the Lord and all that he teaches us, we can find encouragement and inspiration in the examples of those who have gone before us in the faith, the men and women who in their day faithfully answered Jesus' call and took up their crosses and followed him. So we should care about what happened that dark night in Alexandria out of gratitude for our fellow believers who were willing to die so that the true word of God could be faithfully passed down to us, and so that we can be inspired to follow their example of faithfulness to the Lord. And there's also a third reason that we should care about those events. We can learn from their example not only what we are called to do, but also why we are called to do it. Why it is so important to faithfully confess and faithfully share with others the true word of God. In his writings, Athanasius made clear the reason that he was so concerned with faithfully teaching the truth about who God is, and especially about who Jesus Christ is. He was motivated by his desire for people to be saved. In other words, his motivation was a love for people and a heartfelt concern for their eternal souls. He had taken to heart words such as those that our Lord speaks to us in the 45th chapter of Isaiah, where he says, "Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other." Athanasius knew that nobody is saved by trusting in a false god. And he knew that there is one true God who desires all people to come to a knowledge of the truth and to be saved. He knew that there is a Father who so loves each of us that he gave his only Son for us, that believing in him we would not perish but have eternal life. He knew that there is a Savior who so loves each of us that he freely chose to pay for our sins himself with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. He knew that there is a Holy Spirit who works through the power of his word to bring us to saving faith and to strengthen and preserve us in that one true faith until life everlasting. And he knew that the Lord our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord our God, the Lord, is one. Athanasius knew that the words our Lord has given us are not just words. They are words of eternal life. And that is why he was so concerned with faithfully confessing and passing on those words, so that you and I could hear those words that the Lord has entrusted to his church, and through the power of those words, be saved eternally. May we Christians today share that love that he had for all people, and may we, like him, be motivated by that love to be faithful to all of God's words and to faithfully share those words for the life of the world and to the glory of God's holy name. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.